Hacks.
Ring-a-ding-ding, you got the kigs. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Alex Winter to my Keanu Reeves, Nick Capper. How are you, Nick?
Hey, I don't know what that one is. What is that reference?
Really? Alex Winter was Bill at Bill and Ted's.
Oh, man. Oh, damn it. I knew it was that one, but then I confused it with Wayne's World.
Keanu Reeves famously played Garth.
Yeah.
I guess he would have been Wayne. Yeah, it was that dynamic was kind of ripped off from Wayne's World. Or Wayne's World ripped off Bill and Ted.
Yeah, yeah. I saw like a mini documentary on it, the non-stoner stoner comedy where they actually didn't smoke anything. That was Wayne's World and Bill and Ted where they're like, you know, yeah, you're just like, oh, wow, these guys must be totally ripped, but then you never see them do any drugs any of the time, and it was kind of like disingenuous in a way.
Right. Well, a man who's a massive stoner and loves all that shit, he's always going on about how high he is, our guest today, Alistair Tremblay Birchall. How are you, Alistair?
Bong on, everybody. Bong on. It's wonderful to be here. I definitely would go back to my youth and I feel like my voice, I used to have some weed and then my voice got stuck in what sounds like a stoner voice.
Yeah. And it's very and then, laid back. I mean, it's very, I know you do some kind of ASMR, like guided spiritual.
I've been so laid back with that. I haven't even been doing it. So it's, that's how calming it is.
That's the ultimate zen, not doing anything.
Yeah.
Become it.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, and then so I don't know if that just sticks with you. If that just sticks with you, the weed chills you out so much, and then it just stays in your voice, and you talk from the back of your throat for the rest of your life.
Well, I actually had forgot that you used to be a bit of a stoner. I just figured because you know you're a dad 5 years in, you might have hung up the old bong. But still crushing pipe.
People, look. I mean, tonight I'm drinking stout because I drink stout when I'm about to quit booze, and so I've been drinking stout every night.
Why is that, man?
I don't know. I think if I start drinking, then I start drinking every day almost, and then it's like, it's just because like every day with children is exhausting, and so you're kind of like, we didn't do anything today, and we are wrecked.
Yeah,
completely wrecked. And so you're just like, just something to make me feel normal for a moment. And then we have a whiskey and we dance in front of the TV. You know, it's great.
Yeah. Oh man, that's great. That's romantic.
You know, it's really romantic,
dude. I can't imagine like going through this Melbourne lockdown with children. Like, because my only frame of reference is I have one cat that's kind of an asshole, and that's really the biggest problem.
Yeah.
So for you, you must be wrecked. We're kind of recording late at night, and you're on the stout and sound like you're about to have a nap.
Man, pretty soon. My bottle-o gave me a novelty glass boot as a funny thing. And in any other situation, I'd be like, oh, wow, a novelty glass boot. That's funny. But the last 3 days, I've been drinking out of this novelty glass boot. And
that's a full-on stein.
It's a like, party every night. It's a real party every night. I'm so happy.
I saw a movie about that where they were like talking about how when you're sculling that beer, you've got to watch out for that air pocket that comes and hits you in the face.
Yeah,
From that boot.
Yeah, yeah, you get it in the toe of the boot, apparently. That's what the dude told me. And he told me in like a way that I wasn't going to drink out of it, but then he must follow me on Instagram. He's like, hey, man, saw you drink out of the boot last night.
So did he give you got the boot for free for being just a return customer? You're there every other day?
Yeah,
or what?
If you're going there at least once to twice a day, you get a glass boot.
I think that's breaking the stage four rules. Going out twice for booze in a day.
No, I haven't gone out twice in a day. That was
he's worried.
Allegedly.
Now he's worried that the cops are listening.
Allegedly.
About yourself.
Man, the phone hacks, it's a big
I killed a man the other day. Allegedly.
But it was within my hour allotted time outside.
He tried to take the boot. He tried to take the boot, and I was like, no way, buddy. I'm going to put blood on this boot before you get it.
Yeah. I'm like, I'd enjoy it late at night capper because, yeah, you've had, you're a few beers deep, and you seem a little giddy, a little jolly. And so many of your Insta stories, you're sinking beers, and you still haven't totally let yourself go. I'm proud of you. That's what I want to tell you.
Oh, thanks, man. I've been working out. I have to work out to get the beers, though. So that's my deal.
That's a payoff.
And I kill myself. I've got a backpack full of bricks. I wish I was joking, but I do have this backpack full of bricks because I looked up how much a weight vest is, and it's a lot of money.
You strike me as a guy that would have, before COVID, would have had a backpack full of bricks.
Just how you get your bricks around the place, you know, from share house to share house.
That was that was my version of a blow-up doll, a backpack full of bricks. And then I was like, sorry, lady. I'm not going to fuck you anymore. You're going on my back while I do pull-ups.
Wait, at first I just thought you were having sex with a backpack full of bricks. Yeah, and I was like, oh, that's wholesome. You know, that's you know, painful, it's nicer than a doll. You can have that in the house. The kids will find it. Won't matter.
That's how you get a strong dick. You don't just fuck a backpack. You fuck a backpack.
That's what they do in the Shaolin monks do. Yeah, that's how they work their dick to be super rigid and be able to.
I saw it on the uncut.
They meditate and fuck cinder blocks. That's fucking. Everyone knows that.
Absolutely. That's what you work your way up. Yeah, as your dick swells from the calluses, you fill that cinder block hole.
I can break a board with my dick. Yeah.
That's impressive, man. Yeah. Well, we should say before we get too far in, if there's any first-time listeners, premise of the show is we all swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. As we are all still in Melbourne lockdown, we're kind of, I don't know, on an honor system. We hold our phones up to the screen depending what it lands on. ATB, you've done the show before, and I believe at the end you tweeted out Harley Quinn nude, like it was like a search term.
Yeah.
And then it was interesting because I think you got a lot of the standard responses like not Google ATB or, you know, but then I noticed, I think a few months later, you tweeted out Harley Quinn nude just again.
Yeah, I think I might have also, I was like, oh, this is just a joke format. And I think I might have even tweeted my own name plus nude as well. Like I was just looking for photos of myself, and I don't know, I think I like the mistake. You guys, you know, to be honest, you guys gave me an idea for the kind of thing I would actually tweet,
man. It'd be cool if your superhero tweets got kind of, you know, they change more and more. It was like Harley Quinn nude, Wonder Woman nude, then Dr. Colossus nude, then one of the squids from this nude, and SpongeBob SquarePants nude, and just kept going weirder and weirder until...
I feel like none of those are actually that weird yet.
Oh, really?
I feel like you're just looking at those things nude. I think...
My math teacher nude? Is that better?
Yeah.
That's
my
weird?
Math teacher... I mean, that's a crazy Google. to expect
it's pretty broad, pretty general.
And break, what if it brought up your math teacher straight away? And you're like, whoa, Google is good.
Whoa, my bag of bricks nude. You know,
bag of bricks nude.
Shaolin monk nude, you know?
Shaolin monk nude is great. That is incredible.
I think the reason why I thought that was... it was a little bit tame was because I think if you just ask for something nude, that's very much like almost PG.
Yeah.
You know, I once had an uncle who I saw his computer and he in the search bar, but it was still up or it had come up as like a something that he had searched before, which was like women's naked breasts or something like that. And I was like, oh my god, that's so wholesome. That your keywords,
it's so wholesome. But it's also like you'd worry about, so this was an uncle, you'd think like, is he a bit, I don't know, special or something? Because it's like being an adult and wanting to see, like putting naked boobs into a search bar. It's like, what happened to your life? You know, like, were you Amish for a while? It just makes no sense.
That's a horny,
look, it's a generational thing. I think they don't know about all the streaming sites.
Yeah, that's a horny autistic man. I'm surprised he didn't. I'm surprised he didn't type in after that, like nipples pointing 45 degree upwards, with a space of 1 to 2 centimeters in the cleavage, just something like that.
Nude train timetables.
Now, man, that episode was great. Anyone who hasn't listened to ATB's other episode was great because you are one of the warriors of the phone hacks because you were actually going to write an email to your old boss or current boss or whatever saying Sean McAuliffe for the Sean McAuliffe show that you write for. You were going to write sketch idea, large-breasted PM, which was...
It's one of his favorites. Like, even if we're not even, you know, specifically talking about you or the podcast, it'd be like, man, big-breasted PM, so funny. You know? he loves it. He fucking would love the sketch, and he thinks about it constantly. And it is. It is probably one of the better ideas we've ever floated. But, yeah.
It's a good idea, and I... Look, I do remember considering it, but I still feel like it's just not.
Well, man, this is the weirdest thing.
Yeah,
this is the weirdest thing. Is it's that you're the only guy we've kind of had to talk off the ledge because you were nearly going to do it, and we were like, "Nah, man, think of your family.
don't want to do this."
And that's why you get the gold medal of being a true warrior. Anyone who's been talked down by Mike and I
I appreciate it. I'm pretty sure, didn't Cameron James actually tweet Rove during an emotionally sensitive time?
He messaged Rove after the show was canceled and said, hey man, can I get that money from the show? Like, I never got paid.
Just chasing up that invoice, brah, something like that.
Yeah. So, it just all depends. But, I mean, Capper, I mean, we could have extended the bit. I mean, what would the big-breasted PM's catchphrase be?
Oh, it'd be like, big-breasted PM's like, g'day, boys, or something like that. I'm going to write the sketch now. I mean, you'll probably write a better one, ATB, because it's your job and all that. But okay,
yeah, sure.
There's
it's all boob based political stuff.
So it's two breasts.
Yeah.
Passing law. No. But it's just a bunch of blokes, right? They're in Parliament House, so it's got the photo shot of Parliament House zooms in. Mm-hmm. All the prime ministers talking, they're like, who's the new prime minister? No one's going to win us over. No one will save us from this debacle. We've had COVID. We've had bushfires. No one could save us. And then big-breasted PM walks in, goes, g'day, boys. And then they all just turn to the camera with thumbs up going...
That's pretty good.
We're saved. So, you know, what's awful is that my mind just goes to like, how would that work politically? Like, is it somebody who was already in the party that was like, had big breasts?
It's just, Julia Gillard with giant tits.
So I was picturing a man this whole time with big boobs. I was just basically picturing Scott Morrison with big boobs.
So Scott Morrison with huge, well, he's probably already... He's probably at least a B cup at the moment.
Sure.
He'd be a meaty-breasted dude for sure. But I was thinking, I think Capper more envisioning like a hot, busty woman.
And sure, then, okay.
Just says quintessential Australian things like fair dinkum and then like knocks her tits around for a little bit.
Sure. It's crazy. Yeah. Like a sort of a gold and blue bikini and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, you know what? I feel like I'm less in on this idea now. I think the absurdity of just like a man with a big bikini, like with big boobs and a bikini on.
That's probably better. Yeah.
I don't know. You know, he's running the barbecue. He's sculling a beer from a boot. He's, he's signing treaties free and trade agreements.
He's signing his own tits.
Yeah, like, you know, he's across a big bench. You know, it's him and his team, and then on the other side is this sort of Chinese team, and they're signing a free trade agreement, and the Chinese are not reading it because they're just looking at the, you know, Scott Morrison's giant cans, and they get away with all this great stuff. I don't know.
I guess that's funnier, yeah. Like, but it's still, you know, very buxom, but it's, you know, Scott Morrison's head and then body, and then he's at good A boys, you know, is very funny from a man trying to be sexy.
Yeah,
I think then, I think that's cool because like Parliament House is probably mostly heterosexual older Catholic men, and they would go for a big breasted woman, but because the PM's just got big breasts,
yeah,
they don't care as long as they see the breasts.
I think it would happen because they would go, we're not going to win this fourth term.
Yes.
We need something's going to give. And then like last time, you know, Morrison somehow saved it. But if this time he just went and got breast enlargement surgery and started wearing a sort of a bikini, I think, you know, suddenly that could turn the whole thing around. All you'd be talking about is big breasted Morrison.
Man. Yeah, he would show up to like bushfire affected areas and be like, oh, you know, I'm so sorry, what's happened? This is devastating, but get a load of these. You know?
No one would be yelling at him, you know?
They'd all shake his hand when we're allowed to shake hands again. Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Go ahead, Cap.
But the Labour leader guy, I forget his name, who's running
Albanese,
would rock up and he's just like got this great policy, everything. Just ready to really rock this press conference. And then Scott Morrison is just giving out free motorboats and just winning everybody over.
Yeah, he's still going, no. Handshakes are out.
Yeah.
Motorboat these. Come on. He shimmies his way into every room.
G'day, boys.
G'day, boys.
We're going to put $10 billion into Catholic churches and coal. And we're going to eliminate gay marriage. And we're like, boo. And he goes, but get a load of these.
Yeah. Hey, there's two new women in Parliament. These girls right here. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, it starts out as a boo and then a boobs.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Man, you should come write for us, man, on the Phone Hack Sketch Show. We've got big-breasted PM. That's the only one we've got in the can yet.
I will take absolutely any work. I appreciate it. Thank you guys for supporting me.
We should say, there's no bell, obviously. So I don't know. If something comes up your phone, you don't want to talk about it. Obviously, you just skip it. We could do a safe word if you want an out or something cut from the episode. Sure. We let the guest pick the safe word. So just puts you on the spot a little bit, but anything at all, mm-hmm. pick a safe word.
Sure.
Yep.
Big-breasted PM.
All right. Hell yeah, BBP. You gotta love a BBP.
Man, the thing that makes me so funny is your boss is up late at night. He's looking through all his emails, and he just gets that. That would be the best.
I almost think in lockdown, he wouldn't be too... people are kind of losing their minds in different ways. And I think receiving a weird email... Like, Capper, I'll tell you this. Like, this is kind of a recap from an episode a couple weeks ago. We've discussed it before that Capper had me email my accountant a picture of Superman flying upside down with Wonder Woman sitting on his face and Supergirl riding his crotch, right? And Capper had me send that to my accountant and it just said, what, like, get a load of this or if I was Superman or some shit.
Yeah, if I was Superman,
Yeah, and no response from my accountant, but I got an email today. Wasn't a response to that email, but just said, I'm just chasing you up. We need to do your 2020 tax return. And so I feel like in lockdown, anything anyone gets from someone in Melbourne right now, they're just like, this is how they're coping, I guess.
This is okay. Yeah. I'm just going to let that fly.
Yeah.
That wasn't supposed to be a joke. That wasn't supposed to be a joke.
Good. It was. It was very good.
Thanks.
But the other recaps, last week we had Cameron James on the show.
Following him?
Did you last time?
I'm not sure, yeah. But I was aware.
Yeah, he's a little podcast whore, so possibly. Yeah.
I think he's an art guy. I think he likes art. That's what I heard.
Yeah, he's arty. Yeah,
he likes art. Yeah.
Really?
He strikes. Yeah, he plays a little fucking guitar on stage sometimes. They're all
does
art
he?
Guys.
Yes, that's art. That's he art right there.
Loves it.
High art.
We all kind of landed on just randomly selecting people on Facebook to make weird comments on photos or statuses.
Brutal.
And mine was this girl. I have no idea who she is. And I comment on a photo from 2015 where it was her 40th birthday party, and Capper had me comment, "This is attention seeking, but I like it." Yeah,
one of the most brilliant.
That was about 2 days. I forgot about it after we recorded, and then 2 days later, I see the notification. Laugh react from this lady. So that was all. It was just a laugh react.
And so it was somebody you didn't know. You're not friends with?
Well, just random people on Facebook that I have no idea who they are. I think it was. When you know, in the early days of Facebook, when you're just accepting any and all friend requests, you're like, I got to get these numbers up, bro.
Of course.
And I've no idea who she is, don't recognize any of the photos. And then this is a photo from 2015, like I said, her 40th birthday party. And she just did a laugh react, and there was no response. And that was the end of it. So I'm pretty happy, happy with that, because it wasn't too brutal or anything. It was just, I like it. So. Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
It was pretty brutal. But it's, well, we both got off lucky on the last episode, Mike, because you made me kind of do the same thing. There was some guy I do not know who I'm friends with, and he wrote a status going, instead of ScoMo, he wrote, "Slow-mo is going to be on Triple M with Eddie McGuire in the next hour. If you can't listen, here's what's going to happen. He'll ramp up the Aussie bloke persona to Rodney Rood level. He'll pretend he's aware of the AFL with a secondhand Collingwood joke. He'll start with how much he loves Victoria and Dan, immediately followed by, however, you know the rest." Right? He did that status. And then Mike got me to post, "You might want to check your privilege before you post again." Right?
Pretty
and
good.
I looked at this guy's page and I thought, this guy is one of those political randoms on Facebook. I'm just going to get shat on. Most likely I don't know him, but he's probably someone important in some facet of career level or something. Anyway, he just gave me two laugh reacts. Well, he gave me a laugh react, and then someone else gave me a thumbs up and a laugh react as well.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
And this was from this post was 2 weeks old. So it looked like I'd gone down, found this, wrote it, and he's like, "Good one, Cap. Thanks for trolling my Facebook."
Well, maybe they're aware. Maybe these people know, like, even if we don't know them, maybe they're like, "Oh, cool. I guess I'm on an episode now," or something, you know? But I checked the group to see if this lady was in the group, and she's not in there. So who knows? Maybe she's a listener, but she appreciated me finding a photo from 5 years ago and saying, "I like it."
Man, this one, I think that one is literally my worst hell. I don't know why. I feel cringe so bad.
It
just like it weighs on me. And
Well, that's what we forget, that most, you know, we've two and a half years in of doing this bullshit, but people getting someone on and then having them do like a deep like on a random acquaintance on Facebook, like a photo on a beach from like 2012, is like the worst notification that could pop up on someone else's thing, you know? Like, it's just so deeply uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so, but at this point, we're like, hopefully they respond and we could share it, you know? Yeah.
Hopefully we get some content out of this.
Oh, yeah. Well, because Cam James was good enough to go through his birthday notifications. You know, Facebook tells you who's having a birthday, right? Mm. And I said, just go three people down and who's having a birthday and comment, post on their page, "On this day in history, a total dipshit was brought into the world." Yeah. And he said he hasn't seen this guy in about 4 or 5 years. And he responded eventually, like a few days later, and this guy responded, "Who is that, lol?" And then he said, "Oh, you must mean James Packer or Lachlan Murdoch, with whom I share this birthday. You certainly do not mean the late, great Peter Sellers." So, yeah, I don't know how to take that.
I think his mate really is a dipshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, he was just trying to make it seem like some mistake had happened, you know? I'm trying to interpret this in a positive way. You wouldn't just comment that and imply that I'm a dipshit.
But then like Capra said, he proved himself to be a total dipshit.
Absolutely,
that was born on this day in history.
He must have wrote that post after about looking in the mirror about, you know, 30 times, just screaming into the mirror, I'm not a dipshit. I'm great.
That's how I spend all my birthdays.
Sure. And then looking up everybody who's been born on the same day. Yeah,
he did have to do that. He fucking went and researched it. He was like, oh, I know how to turn this around. Not like great Peter Sellers. So yeah, he really flipped that one back on Cam. So that was the recaps from last week's episode. Should we launch into the phones? Let's do this?
Get into the phones.
Let's do it.
Mike.
All right. So I got the spinning wheel app on the phone.
All right. Let's see. Is it still make the music?
But I don't know if it picks it up the way we've been recording.
What's the deal with this wheel app? Oh, there it is. For a while, I was trying to get ads and stuff. I'm like, yeah. What other poor fucks besides us would use this app?
There. An ad popped up.
Oh.
Oh, hello.
What's it for?
I don't know, because notes came up.
Okay. All right. So what notes we got? Now, Mike,
you've lost
all hope, haven't you? You haven't been working out. You haven't been writing. You've just been jerking off watching tennis and Music Max.
Yeah, in that order.
What's Music Max?
It's like MTV, but for people who
are really old.
But you just watch like music videos?
Yeah.
I love having it on in the background, just like old classic music videos. So I'll just put that channel on and, you know, and crank one out as
it's basically Kokomo.
Like a Prayer or something like that, or just
song.
Kokomo, Like a Prayer, Gloria Estefan, fucking Vanilla.
Just like Kokomo, when I'm masturbating, I get there fast and then I take it slow.
Is that take it slow to clean up?
I'm a big fan of just drip dry.
Just let my skin reabsorb it or something.
I haven't been ATV. I don't know about you, but because stand up, it seems so foreign now. It just seems like
the industry is dead. Yeah,
the industry is dead. And the Montreal Comedy Festival was on Channel 10 the other night, and I watched about 10 minutes, and I was like, was it always this bad? Does comedy?
I think comedy's actually, like, the strike rate's pretty low.
It's crazy. So this was like the 2019 Montreal Comedy Festival, and two acts had very similar jokes, and they were, you know, very close together on the lineup, and it was just a lot of like the hackiest shit. One, Jay Farrow had just recently been to Australia, and he goes, "They got the cutest animals there that will kill you," and like it was just like crushing, and I was just like, people worldwide not know that is the hackiest fucking premise.
No, they don't. Yeah. They don't.
I guess not.
Been going for 20 years.
Yeah, but also so painful. And Montreal tend to do that thing where they just get somebody who's like a famous actor and they bring them out like they're a stand-up.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so then they come out and they do the worst set, but they've got the star power.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, brutal. It's like they kind of like, they somehow mask that the laughs aren't really there, but they, I don't know why they do that to people.
Oh, man, I've seen that. Like, I think this wasn't this one, but I saw Ellie Kemper, and she's great on The Office, and apparently she's a great, like, improv comedian. But then she came out and did stand up, and you could tell when every joke didn't work, she just wanted to say, like, remember The Office? Everybody, you know, just said Saver.
She should have.
It is so bad. Anyway, so I haven't really been writing stand-up because I feel like it's like planning a birthday party for someone who doesn't exist at this point in time.
What other future endeavors are you planning at this time, Mike? Are you in limbo at the moment? Are you like, I'm ready to get a new
maybe
career?
I'm going to start studying again. Oh, I could dust off the old law degree, but I feel like a 12-year gap on the resume won't really put me in good stead with any law firms.
You can't really put the dog and parrot in on the Gold Coast as a reference.
What's that? Sounds like the worst law firm of all time.
I think is it Pat Bircher? I feel like maybe Pat Bircher and Nick Sun maybe both did this joke, but it was that thing where it's like you go back to the workforce and they go, why do you have this sort of 12-year gap in your resume? They go, oh, that's when I followed my dreams, but don't worry, they're dead now.
That's 100% what it is. Yeah. Because even if you go, I supported myself doing stand-up comedy for 12 years, and immediately in their head, they're like, well, you know, you're here now, so you fucking failed. So you're not going to be, what are your strengths? Because we already know what your weaknesses are. So... the notes, there's still, okay, there's a few things in here. I don't know if you can read it if I hold it up to the screen. Is that visible?
OJ Simpson.
Yeah. Do you want me to read that? That, I think I tweeted that. That was OJ Simpson confessing in a fun way. And he goes, I did not kill, or no, he goes, I killed my wife. I think I've done that before.
Yeah
for Capper. Sure.
It was as Borat, right? Yeah.
As Borat. Yeah. I think that's OJ being fun.
That's pretty much the best thing ever written. I'm not really good there. Sarcastic about that. If you got a film crew together to film that and actually made that, I would just keep rewinding that and think that's the best. It'd be good.
If you had a Netflix special, that would be in the sort of the preview thing.
Yeah, man. Know.
I love that I was just shitting on Ellie Kemper, who's like reached the top of the mountain. And I'm like, yeah, but what if OJ Simpson confessed in a fun way? it's like the shit I'm coming up with.
I'd love it if there was a lot of build up towards it. They were like, OJ Simpson's going to confess. You make it as real as possible. You build a set, you build a press, you get a guy who looks like OJ Simpson. Okay. There's a big build up. There's a lot of, you know, there's a bit of a drama behind it. What's he gonna say? You know, it's got all the people, it's got him getting ready for it and everything, and it goes for like 10 minutes, then he comes out.
That's too long for a sketch.
It's a pretty long sketch.
I know,
but I like it.
No, but I like it. I like it because this weeds out all the dorks. And only the diehards like me.
So the huge punchline at the end is he just does a shitty Borat impression. He was like, I actually killed, what was the other guy's name? Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson.
Who is my wife.
My wife. It's pretty good. Yeah.
But it's got to have the title at the start. OJ confesses in a fun way. Then it does all the build up.
Yeah. All right. So that sets the tension, and then it's just the slow burn until he finally says, I killed my wife.
Right.
Maybe it's a keeper.
I think it's a keeper. I reckon that is. You've got one that says, a note there that says Exchange City. What does that mean?
So there's a nostalgia group for the Johnson County where I grew up in Kansas. And I probably shouldn't tell you that, Capper, because you'll probably make me post something fucked in there at some point. Yeah. But it's people sharing all this shit from if you grew up in Johnson County in the 80s or 90s. And someone was like, does anyone remember Exchange City? And ATB, I don't know if you had this growing up, but when we're in elementary school, probably fifth grade, it was like a town run by kids. Like they had you run this like fake city for a week of school and everyone had their own jobs. Right. So like, you know, one kid's the cop, one kid's a mayor, you know, blah, blah, blah. There's a bank. And I actually tried to run for mayor and I lost badly. And I ended up working at the factory of Exchange City. And it's really I was really dwelling on that. And I put it in the notes and I was like, maybe I can get something funny out of this for stand up if it ever comes back. And it really just kind of made me sad when I thought about how it kind of played out for the rest of my life.
So what was it, a TV show? Was it a thing in schools or what?
It's a thing in school for fifth graders. So to teach kids what, you know, you learn how to write checks and, you know, the one kid, every kid's got a job in this town, this fake town called Exchange City where you go to for a week. And I learned, you know, I wasn't cut out for politics. And then I was a shitty factory worker for the because I lost.
You didn't have to do anything as a factory worker, did you?
I don't know. You just gotta like clock in, and then you're just there. And, you know, you smoke cigarettes out the back.
You just watch everyone else get richer while you're just still clocking away.
Yeah. Well, that's it. I mean, because it ended up, the mayor was obviously a popularity contest that I lost in fifth grade. And and then there was cool jobs. Like there was a radio station and one kid gets to be like the DJ and like pick the music that everyone's listening to. And then, you know, I bet the kid that was a cop is probably a fucking sadist, you know. And yeah, it all probably like parlays into later areas of life. But factory worker, I know there was no comedian broken by a pandemic in the exchange city. So.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I actually did work at a factory and then eventually didn't get asked back. So I worked at a real factory and then failed at being the factory worker.
What was the factory?
Big a cheese factory.
Oh shit. Man.
That's okay. Right.
I did a few weeks and then I was like, hey man, can I get some more shifts? And then I just got no more shifts.
You got fired from the cheese factory. That's a story.
Yeah. Not a very good one, but it's a story.
Those I don't know if you had this. At the factory, Al, but I worked in a box factory once just making biscuit boxes. But all you had to do is just make sure that the biscuit packet didn't get stuck in the machine.
Yeah.
And that was it. But then I learned that if you adjusted the settings a little bit, so the folding was slightly off, but not enough for the box to be totally fucked, the machine didn't get jammed. So then I would just draw pictures while watching the machine. I remember a boss came down once and he caught me drawing pictures, but then I just owned it and just kept drawing because I'm like, well, I'm fucked now. And then he didn't know what to do either. So he just said, just carry on.
Oh, wow. Now, you didn't like adjust it so that like air could just get into the biscuit packet or whatever. And it was just like, it was so loose that everybody's getting stale biscuits stuff?
No, it was folded. The biscuits didn't go in it yet. It was still.
Oh, so it's just a box.
So it was just a box, but you could do it so the folds weren't that good.
Weren't as tight.
Yeah.
But, sure.
Yeah, they were out by a couple of mil, but at least the machine did not get stuck then, you know?
Yeah, man.
So, what is this path we've gone down?
Yeah. Factory jobs.
We're talking about.
Well, you brought up factory jobs, and then we brought up the reality of factory jobs. You were sad.
I can tell you.
You thought you were sad with your fake factory job. We can make your podcast sad with stories of our real factory jobs.
I can tell you why I think I lost the run for political office is because they had an Olympic swimmer come and talk to the fourth and fifth graders, and we all congregated in this area between the two grades, and she sat down to talk to us, and we're all sitting Indian style on the floor, listening to her story of winning a silver medal or whatever the fuck it was, and I farted so loudly that she began laughing and all the kids moved away from me and I tried to move towards them, but they moved quick enough where I was just in this circle of shame. I could, every time I tried to move to the edge of the circle, they would move further away. And from then on, I knew I wouldn't be mayor.
I think we found the one thing that could stop the big breasted PM from becoming prime minister, getting another term.
And would that be her doing a big fart?
Yeah. Yeah. That would be it. In a sort of, you know, surrounded by sort of, I guess, reporters who then run away when she approaches them.
What if
it took me seriously after that, you know?
No, yeah. It's hard, man. I'm sorry to hear that.
But I remember this Olympic swimmer was laughing so hard that she couldn't finish her speech. So I was pretty proud of that.
Do you think you could look that person up and see if they still remember that?
Maybe. And then just find them on socials and be like, how was that kid wearing the Kansas City Chiefs sweatpants that everyone moved away from. And it's probably the, besides the silver medals, the defining moment of her life.
You know? Well, I mean, when you're on talking tours, I imagine that they're hell. So, I mean, this would be a highlight.
Yeah. That was the first time Mike got a real good laugh, and that's what started him as a comedian.
Yeah, exactly.
I saved that lady. She was dying. She was telling an Olympic story. She was bombing hard, spiced it up.
Yeah, exactly. I punched up her shitty silver medal speech. No one wants to hear about second place. Here's a fucking 10-year-old dropping his ass.
I mean, hardly anybody wants to hear about first place, really. I mean, I don't, but
it'd be cool if Big Breasted PM did a fart and ruined her chances. But then, to even put more icing on the cake, Anthony Albanese does like a little queef, and and then wins everybody over because everyone's like, "Oh, sick."
Because everybody's really feminist.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, super woke, and they're like, "Oh, a queef. That's actually really cool, and we support that."
The wokest person ever turns to their woke mate and goes, "That queef must have come from the hottest pussy ever."
Hell yes, the commander in queef.
The commander in queef.
Oh, sorry, man. It's late at night. No. Sorry,
why would you apologize if you're going to? If you're going to come up with a horrible sketch idea, which I mean great, but it's the horribleness that gives it its greatness.
I think
you can only dig deeper in order to make it worse, to make it better.
It'd be so funny if someone from the ABC was listening to this and they're like, okay, we want our government funding cut for good. Let's get these guys in.
Yeah. Well, there's a new head of comedy. You could email him right now and say, "Do you want the rest of your funding cut? Because I've got the sketch. Can I get that Sammy J deal where you do one sketch a week and I will write the same sketch over and over again?"
It's a recurring character. Yeah. Yeah. Big Breasted PM, Commander and Queef. We got Fun OJ. We got everything.
Fun OJ. Man, all of these people have arcs. We want to see what happens to them.
Man, I reckon Fun OJ could be a whole season.
Yeah.
And then the last episode.
Yeah. And Fun OJ, his initials actually stand for orange juice. It's cool. You know? He's a wacky killer.
Man, that's great.
Let's keep going. Let's spin the wheel. See what we're going through in Capper's phone this week. There's the wheel. And it is draft tweets. Draft tweets, Cap.
Draft tweets, okay.
Have you been tweeting much?
Here and there. I'm kind of like, I don't know. Twitter's a bit of a weird. It's a bit of a weird thing now, isn't it? It's going nuts. People are tweeting the dumbest shit ever, and it was like, and it's real funny. Or people are just like, "Fuck, I'm like, I don't know, losing my mind, and I'm crazy." So I don't know. I've been a bit off it. Lately.
Well, that's it. It's like crazy COVID statistics or, you know, anti-maskers or it's a journalist. And then it's like someone making the worst fucking dick joke of all time. And I like that. I prefer the jokes. You know, that's what Twitter used to be. Break up the feed with some silly shit. ATB is great. You know, like he's never too serious.
Yeah. You're one of my guys that okay, that's good. That's real good.
I appreciate it. I write some real garbage and the fact that anybody would like any of that garbage is really nice.
Believe it or not, that's what keeps Twitter alive for me.
Thanks.
The garbage. Right.
Great.
Yeah. More garbage.
I got plenty where that came from.
Yeah. And what Capper's probably got some real hot garbage in the drafts there.
Okay, so I've got one that just says premature ejaculo bro.
Okay.
Ejaculo bro.
Yeah, premature ejaculo bro.
Yeah.
I have no memories of writing this, like none.
So this is another character, I think. It's like a cool frat guy that's he's like bragging about, man, you know, last night I hooked up with the hottest chick. I pre-jacked everywhere. It was sweet, bro. Is this the idea?
I didn't even make it to the room, bro.
Yeah.
Is that the idea? That would be ideal if you could just not even have to leave the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I've ever picked up people in bars. This is not part of my reality, but...
Wait. So you're saying the ideal would be not taking someone home and, you know, having a passionate night of lovemaking. It's to jizz in your pants at the venue you're drinking at.
I mean, if there was a way in which me and this person could do that together in a sort of mutual way...
Yeah. Okay. You
know? Man. Why aren't they, you know, why aren't they premature female ejaculators?
Yeah, because it's like a bro, you know, it's like a bro going, yeah, bro, I ejaculate so premature that I do it in the bikini section of the surf, dive, and ski, you know? That kind of thing.
That's a good brag, yeah, I guess.
That's a bro, you know. I was in general pants and I saw the low cut jeans.
So this is a guy who likes to do a lot of shopping.
I think that's his brother.
He loves
Westfield's
buying
bro.
New clothes
because
I guess his clothes are often quite stained.
They're all stained. He loves a bargain, you know.
I was getting another sort of pair of board shorts that weren't ruined. And
that's his brother, premature ejaculo Westfield's bro. You know,
Westfield.
Yeah,
he's got a shopping center that he prefers to ejaculo at.
Hello. Ejaculo, bro. I can't remember writing this at all, but I'm so proud of it. I think it's the best thing I've ever come up with since Big Breasted PM.
I think what makes it good, and we've kind of touched on it, is that no one's ever called it ejaculo before. Just that abbreviation is very memorable.
Yo, yeah. Did you ejaculo?
It's got a rhyme.
It sounds like some dude pulls up in a convertible and asks you how your night of sex went. He's like, yo, did you ejaculo?
Sure.
Yeah, you like made Dr. it very Zeus. American, Jackie Lowe, bro. I thought you would go Australian ejaculate, mate. But, you know.
Sure. It makes a lot of sense now. But it's almost like too 80s or 70s, like that kind of thing you would see in an old Australian movie where they'd be like, did you ejaculate, mate? And then you go, it's that cultural cringe that people, Australians, feel.
Yeah.
It really, that question, like, you know, the did you come? Okay, it's standard. But to use the term ejaculate, so much more off-putting.
Yeah.
Like, did you ejaculate? Especially if you're asking the woman that.
A guy. No. Did you ejaculate? Right on.
Oh, man. I'm just picturing this is another sketch we could put in our show. So two men are having sex, and then the one who's the bottom turns to the one who's the top and goes, did you ejaculate, bro? And then they do shuckers to the camera.
Right.
Because I never know which one's the bottom. Is it the butt or the penis?
I think that's how butt. You remember it. The bottom is the butt.
The bottom.
I know. Sorry, I'm just messing.
good little way of remembering. I was thinking more.
I like your mnemonic there, mnemonic device.
Yeah, you know, this is how I studied, and I was thinking it was more. It's like a dirty Seinfeld routine, you know, like why is it ejaculate? It should be ejaculate early. You know, that's pretty good.
What do Spanish people say when they ejaculate? Did you ejaculo, bro?
Oh, he's stuck on that. He just goes back. the riff never extends.
I thought you were going to show some knowledge of your, you know, Spanish that you learned when you were in South America.
And it just went right back to it. Yeah. Imagine, yeah, any
did
other...
you eject your lombre hombre?
There we go. There it
That's
is.
Good. That's
Spanish equivalent.
I thought ejaculo right sounded Spanish enough, but...
Sure. Yeah. You know, you're right.
Okay. What else have I got
One
here?
More, and then we'll move on to ATB's phones, and we'll get into the business end of the episode. You got one more draft tweet, Cap, or can we top a Jackie Lobro?
Okay. I've got two right next to each other. I've got Big Cheese Louise.
Uh-huh.
That's no. But Monkey Magic, my favorite.
Big Cheese Louise is what ATB made them call him at the factory, actually. Yeah.
Hey, any more shifts for Big Cheese Louise?
That's why I got fired.
Fortunately, it was sadder than that. It was just me being me.
Oh, shit.
So what you never get, it's Alistair. So, yeah, it's Alistair. So why'd you call yourself Louise? It rhymed with cheese. Yeah, no more shifts.
Or as they say in Spanish, Big Cheese Louise. Just go back to the bro,
same exact punch.
Bro, yeah. You forgot to put bro on the end.
Bro. Big Cho, Lowo. Yeah.
So yeah, Big Cheese Louise, and then what was you were saying the other one?
The other one is Monkey Magic, my favorite TV show, and Primate Magician.
Okay.
Is there any legs there, guys?
I mean, I think that there is a twist there, and yeah. I do like that there is a twist there. I think I want a little bit more. I don't want the word magic in magician. I want you to use, you know, something else like
okay.
You know, illusionist ape or something like that. Like,
yes. Oh man. This is why you're working so hard in the industry.
I think I heard who's the guy who used to host Spicks and Specks there?
Oh, yeah, Adam Hills.
Adam Hills. I think it's like one of the early gigs I went and watched. He was like, don't use the same. He said it on stage. He goes, don't use the same word in the punchline in the setup.
And then
I went, oh, maybe that's a good idea. All right, I'll keep that in mind.
That is a great idea.
But then also there's heaps of exceptions to that rule.
Yeah.
Depending on how like... awkward do you want to make it sound? I like to make them sound awkward a lot, but
yeah I know my girlfriend hates it. She there was like one time a heckler said something like, I said, where are you from? Like some guy heckled and he goes he said the name of the suburb. It was like Coburg or something, and I'm like, Coburg, more like Coburg Fuckheadsville. And it got a huge laugh, and it just really annoyed her. She's like, you didn't even think of anything funny.
That's why it's funny.
And I told her, I said, that's why it's funny. Like,
this is coming from the Jackie Lobro.
Yeah, and she's like, so what? In comedy, you don't have to be clever. And I'm like, no, you're clever for a bit, and then it goes full circle, and you're just dumb again.
And then people just like it if you just say anything.
Yeah.
You just go, fuck you. Shut up.
Mike and I, Al, I don't know how much you've listened to this podcast, but lately we've been doing a lot of, porn cartoons like Shrek pornography or whatever.
It's our house style now.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So great. Porn.
That's kind of come full circle because that went from like, this is so corny. Someone drawing a Shrek porn or something like that to now, man, I don't know about you, Mike, but I get about two a day now of people just sending them to me, and now they're funny. Now it's funny. I've come full circle.
It's funny, but there's too much just like graphic. Like I like the silly ones that are just stupid, but I've seen too much like Thanos and Hulk Dong lately, and I think it's off-putting to people, you know? Like if it's kind of cute and stupid, you know, then I think that's more our wheelhouse, but I think we got to be careful with like the big throbbing animated dongs, you know?
I like those ones. It's more realistic, and I can kind of get into it. And it's the thing that makes it funny for me. The more realistic and the more work that's gone into the big throbbing Hulk dong, I just picture who would be on the computer working tirelessly away at the shading on a Hulk dong.
Sure.
And one guy,
people who sit at computers all day, like that's their shit. You know, that's
now. Pardon my ignorance, but. These dongs. What is the origin of them? You guys started just talking about.
Well, we've always been fascinated with the male form in an animated Marvel sense, if you will.
Yeah.
And I think really it stems from someone sent us like Lois from Family Guy naked, and she's looking real demure. And we had, I think Sam Peterson text that to someone, and the caption was a bit of all right, right? Mm-hmm. With the naked Lois. And since then, it's just been like a real cavalcade of interesting pop culture porn has flowed in, and Shrek has been big for us. Garfield for a while.
Garfield was so great.
Yeah.
Two the people who are very famous for loving things that have layers.
True.
Yeah.
Lasagna and
onions. I guess onions. He doesn't love onions, but he says that he has layers. I don't know.
Someone sent me one. I recently put in the group was the dog that was Hulk and Thanos. Fighting each other nude and their dogs hanging out. And it's this thing is a masterpiece. Someone has been on a 3D animating thing for years. And then it's got a Patreon link down the bottom. So I just imagine someone jerking off going, fuck, Hulk and Thanos and their dogs hanging out. Oh, God, this has got me off. I'll throw this guy a few bucks for his trouble.
Yeah, it's where you put those shame dollars.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why is that behind a paywall? I don't know.
Look, are they flaccid dongs? Is that what you said?
Yeah, they're flaccid, yeah. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I mean,
incredible Hulk.
I mean, I've not masturbated to a dong, but the thing is that even if I had pictured myself masturbating to a dong, I wouldn't have pictured that it was masturbating to a flaccid dong. So that's the kind of stuff, that's where it gets really creative. But then that's closer to the kind of stuff you were asking about earlier. It's just Thanos and Hulk nude, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's when it got weird for me. I was there.
Yeah,
they were both flaccid.
Yeah, for me. For me, it's not weird yet. It's not weird enough.
All right, should we spin the wheel and just look at one thing in ATB's phone? All right, and it is draft tweets as well.
That's a good thing. All right, so. Just trying to see which one is like the earlier one and which ones are the later ones, because I feel like some of them are really terrible. There's a thing here which is really bad, which is basically me trying to blend. Look, I'll read it. Wolftang Clanadeus Fortzartver. That's me trying to blend Wu-Tang Forever and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. And I don't know why I would think that was funny.
It's got legs. Right. Why did you have to put Wu-Tang Forever? That was only one of their albums. Wouldn't you just be happy with Wu-Tang Amadeus or something like that?
It was just because the Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was three words. And so there was really no reason for coming up with this. I just started trying to do it. I've got, we never had society closing pandemics before they introduced Bubble O'Jill. It's nothing really.
What's the history there? Because Bubble O'Bill is like an ice cream cone or an ice cream treat, right?
But they released Bubble O'Jill earlier this year, at the beginning of this year.
Because it's like a representation thing?
I guess so, yeah. It's just like now there's a woman, Bubble O'Bill.
It's true, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a lady on a stick that you can lick to the nub.
And you know, I think Bubble O'Bill has been probably searching desperately for an angle, a way of adding variety to their product for a long time. You know, Maxibon has gone, you know, caramel versions and peanut versions and things like that, right? But Bubble-O Bill, it's, you know, it, they were stuck because of the bubble gum and the man, but they found it in feminism. Anyway.
Yeah, Bubble-O Jill, and she's got big bubble gum breasts.
Let's just keep going here, Mark.
Yeah. Man, I think these are pretty sucky.
When I first moved to Melbourne, I got on a tram. It was freezing cold. I saw a guy get on the tram nude, except he had a blanket around him, eating a Bubble-O Bill and loving it. I've never seen someone love a meal so much in their whole life.
A meal?
Yeah. Just hoeing into this Bubble-O Bill. Nude with a blanket. I was like, welcome to Melbourne, Nick. This is the greatest.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is the greatest art piece of all time, I think.
Yeah, that's the only way to enjoy a Bubble-O Bill. All right, what else do you have?
I'm so sorry. There's not a lot of great stuff in here. I've got long johnjery, sexy thermal underwear, 4, and then that's as far as I've written.
That's kind of up Capper's alley there, because he's got one of his, you know, staple routines is long wife, long life. So longery.
Well, is that what long it is? Long johnjery. You know, wearing long johns. You know, long johns.
Yeah. My wife wears lingerie.
There you go.
Is that actually your thing? No. Is that actually it?
No, long wife, long life is. But yeah, lingerie. That's long, new.
Oh, long wife, loves long her. Life.
Yeah.
Sorry, that didn't click for me.
And it doesn't click for anyone.
Yeah. No, but it clicks now. Now I'm loving it. I'm having a great time.
Yeah, and he's so happy now that he's got lingerie. Like, he can't wait.
I'm so annoyed that I videotaped that joke on my special. I just want to add lingerie onto it now.
Lingerie. And then the only other thing that's of anything is pretty insensitive of the man to read my gas meter while I'm illiterate. It's really nothing.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm illiterate. No, he's, I was trying to, you know, I was trying to capture some of that, you know, let's take somebody down for doing something wrong kind of thing. But just the guy who read my meter and I'm illiterate, but also I'm writing a tweet. So I don't know.
No, I like it. It's silly. It's stupid. It's what we need more of.
Do you think, were you afraid people would reply going, but you're writing a tweet?
I wouldn't underestimate what the people on Twitter would do.
Yeah, that's true. You're writing a tweet. This is insensitive.
You've offended all the illiterate people on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. First Bubble of Jill, now this.
Yeah, oh God.
You know,
all right, let's get into the hacks. Let's do the hacks. ATB, I have a dice app on my phone for this process to see what I got to do this week. There it is, and it rolled on a 3, which is, again, Facebook comment, deep like on a status or a photo. So let me find someone here.
Congratulations.
So
I'm having to do my nightmare.
I'll put in A in honor of our guests, see who comes up, preferably someone not connected to comedy in any way. That looks like all comedy people. There's a dude who I don't think knows about the podcast. He's quite older. He does comedy in Sydney. Do you want me to try and find someone different altogether?
I'd accept that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, let's see how it goes.
All right. He's an American dude. He's an American dude. He's been in Sydney for a while. I've toured with him. He's a good dude. Maybe the one thing he does that it kind of annoys me is he shares screenshots of all the mean shit he responds to Trump's tweets. And he thinks like it's like he's being a hardcore badass, like telling Trump to suck him off or whatever. And it's just like, man, what do you think this is accomplishing? And it's so painful. So, yeah, I don't know. Don't use that information, though, for this. But I'll share a screen. And do you have an idea for what you want me to do?
Is that a question to me?
Not a capper.
Okay, great.
Well, man, I think, so what's he got? I swear one of these days I'm going to get a look into where my kids get this procrastination gene from.
So that was a recent, that's a one day ago. He's very active on Facebook, and he's been doing gigs in Sydney recently. So either I go to an old photo or an old status. What are you thinking?
So he's in Sydney. He's doing comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you should comment on one of the photos, just like, hey, bro, nice to see you doing gigs in Sydney, but I'm going to have to hide you for a bit because I'm in Melbourne and this makes me sad or something like that.
Okay, so you came in with nothing planned. You just want me to be sad
well,
on this man's...
Well, no, this guy knows about comedy, so he probably knows, and I can't really... I've got some funny stuff, but it would only probably work on somebody like... What I had
do you
was,
want me to,
I was,
yeah, what do you have?
I've got, I was breastfed till the age of 12.
Okay.
See, are you seeing what, you see my problem here?
Yeah. I was breastfed till the age of 12.
Yeah.
Is what, okay.
Are you friends just, with Artie Lang?
That's the Artie Lang that works, and that's another Sydney dude. He runs an agency. Not the Artie Lang, the
oh, right.
That has
the
no septum. From the,
yeah, his nose exactly. is messed up, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, do you have any ideas for the comic? Al?
Well, no, we could do this person. I have no idea who that is.
Okay.
Yeah, so this
like
is a
page.
Fan page.
It's not even a friend.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Are you trying to get out of this by just typing on a random business page?
That's what we do. I breastfed until the age of 12.
I was breastfed until the age of 12. So you don't even know this person.
No, so that's better. It's a completely random person. And on April 14th, she posted, I love
work,
a bride.
Work has really dried up for her.
She wrote, I love a bride in a jumpsuit, blah, 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 like what this person did to transform from a dress. So it looks like she's taking a photo at a wedding when they were still happening. And then I'm saying, I breastfed until the age of 12.
No, I was breastfed.
Okay, that really changes right. everything.
Yes.
All right, perfect. There it is. This fucking random person.
Awful.
I'll make sure it screenshot that. Man. It'll be weird if it gets any response. She's just going to block me. Who the fuck is this guy? All right. That one is up. Capper, let's roll the dice for you, bro. Ejaculobro.
Ejaculobro.
And that is a 4. That is a freestyle rap. A freestyle rap, Capper. I think it's been a while since you've done one.
Yeah.
Okay, your topic for a freestyle rap this week is vaccines are for pussies. Vaccines are for pussies. As soon as I start beatboxing, a 30-second rap about why you think vaccines are for pussies. Your time starts now.
Vaccines are for pussies, only for wussies. If you can't get a vaccine, if you need a vaccine, then you're green, you're obscene. You're not even clean. You gotta be tough, you gotta be rough. You gotta have no vaccine. You gotta face the disease like a man. You gotta face it like a karate king in Japan. That's what you gotta do to beat the vaccine. No one needs a vaccine. Only wussies have the vaccine. Yeah.
All right.
You don't even need a spleen.
Man, I hope I get that.
Oh, shit. That was painful. ATB,
yeah.
We could roll the dice for you. Otherwise, we have some pre-planned hacks for you to post.
I mean, I want to hear what your pre-planned hacks are.
Okay, so I'll share screen again. Let me see. So I want to show you this one that I found. And it's kind of what we talked about before. This is a kind of a Shrek meme that I found in my extensive research for the show. Pull this picture up and then I'll share a screen. And I think I want you to tweet this and act like you made the meme yourself. So yeah, I did a meme or whatever. So this
and
is
did
it.
You, did you make this or did you just find it?
I found it. I found it and it sucks so bad. So it's things Shrek says during sex. And it's Shrek and he's standing up and you can see right up his grundle, but it's blacked out. But then it's the jokes are so terrible. And it says like, what are you doing in my swap? I kind of like it. Cut my onions. It'll all be ogre soon. I'm a slay that dragon. Keep tickling my swamp hole. I'm about to shoot my, it sucks so bad. Oh yeah, make candlestick out of the wax in my ears. So,
oh yeah, this. Make a candlestick out of the wax in my ears. Wow, I mean that. Yeah, I mean I'll post that.
It's not bad, but it's kind of too weird. It's weird.
What do you think people straight
ATB
away will know?
You would almost put this up nearly on Twitter. Yeah. But it's kind of funny. I would like to see the reaction that this gets.
Well, because it's so bad. The jokes suck. It's just like, First of all, the premise of Shrek says during sex.
That's pretty good.
And then, that'll do, donkey, that'll do. And then, keep tickling my swamp hole. I'm about to shoot my bud. Is particularly painful. So that's an option to tweet it and say, like, I did a meme.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I would do that.
You don't have to do it.
I would do that.
Okay. Capper, though, had, I think, something much more kind of sad.
Risque?
Capper likes. No, he likes a sad one. So I'll let Capper float that for you.
Just on your Facebook, ATB, right? Honestly, will we make it through? Really need a glimmer of hope right now.
it's so sad, and it's like
it's probably too bad. I'm sorry, man.
It's not like bad. It's because it's just like those dumb people who write that kind of stuff. It's like, yeah, we're gonna keep going. Everything continues. Of course, it's gonna continue.
Your call, ATB. Do both, do neither. We're all in a weird time right now.
The thing is that I feel more okay with posting the meme, so it feels like I should post the other one.
Yeah, you really are the true champion, man.
Yeah, that's correct. But is that a tweet? So a tweet saying...
Said Facebook, which is the one I'm more uncomfortable with because... Because you know it's like that, like you know on Twitter I'm a much bigger idiot, whereas on Facebook I'm kind of just, you know, I almost don't post and stuff. I'm just kind of
No one posts anymore, and it's a real cry for help. Yeah. It's painful.
See what you don't have to have it up for that long, mate. Late at night.
Do you need me? Do you need me to share my screen? Is that a thing, or should I just do it? What's the line?
Okay, honestly.
Capper?
Honestly, will we make it through? Really need a glimmer of hope right now.
Oh, God.
Okay, wait.
If you want to tweet the Shrek thing just to offset it. So people like on Facebook, they're like, oh. But then they see on Twitter, they're like, nah, he's fine.
Yeah, wait. Honestly, are we going to make it through?
That's great. And then through. And then leave it up for however long you want just screenshot it and we'll see. I think people will call this out. It's too dicey to call out.
Yeah, really need a glimmer of hope now? Right now.
Yeah. Are we going to make it through?
Oh, man. We haven't done kind of a mournful one like this in ages, and it's...
Yeah, it's real sad.
It's really fucking sad.
And everyone's so fragile at the moment. We'll see what happens. ATB, right. Man, thank you so much for being on. Like I said, leave it up for an hour. Screenshot it. Let us know.
No. All right.
It's up.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Shrek meme. I sent that through. You got two in the think tank.
Thank you.
Fantastic podcasts as well.
Thank you. Yeah, we got two in the think tank. Me and Andy do that. We also have, and then we did a live show that we did called Magma is now up on the SOSpresents.com thing, which is, you know, where you can just get our show for $10. Australian bucks, which everybody probably is Australian.
So you can buy it. It's the...
Yeah, we recorded it in between the two major lockdowns.
Oh, man, that's great. All right, yeah. Well, I'm going to buy a copy because I missed that show. I really want to watch it, and I heard so many good things about it, man. It's great.
Well, you know, message me, and I can probably give you a code word.
No, that's all right.
Jackie Lowe. Code word of Jackie Lowe.
Bro. Jackie Lowe. It's a Jackie Lowe 01.
I'm usually not, wanky reviews and stuff I don't really like in comedy, but I remember I read one about that show and it said, not a word wasted, which I would believe from both you and Andy because you're great writers.
It's, you know, the little do they know we actually wasted heaps of words. So.
Everyone, make sure to check that out. We have a live Zoom show happening again on the 26th of December, or September, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah,
yeah, at 8:30 p.m. So make sure you get on Try Booking and get tickets to that. The last one was great. And yeah, so that is the 26th of September. Only $10. Patreon, four bonus episodes a month for just $5. So get on the Patreon. And that's it. We'll talk to you guys next week.
See ya.
Can't believe it. See you guys later.
See ya, bro. Bye. Thanks.
Phone Hacks.